Hi, I'm Scott.
And I'm Michelle, and we are the owners of the Main Street Mouse.
And this is the Main Street Mouse Weekly Podcast, show number 221 for March 9th, 2026.
For your safety, remain seated with the doors closed, keeping your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside while the tram is moving. And supervise your children.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness!
Soar into tower. We are ready for takeoff.
Dead men tell no tale.
I know not who you are, nor how I came to find you. But may I just say... aye.
Come on, everybody. Here we go!
Here we go.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello out there. We're a little bit tired, so, you know, this
and
show...
And we're hungry, go figure.
And we're hungry, I know. Like, we actually... Before we got started, I'm like, okay, let's get going because I'm starving. And then, like, what else is new? Because we got to figure out a better schedule.
Well, it's just we get so busy. Mondays are always busy anyway.
They are.
I don't know if people are just not answering emails or not replying to emails on the weekends. Then Monday, everything hits.
Then everybody answers.
Then news hits. Then we have House of Mouse stuff we're dealing with and Lost Princess stuff. And
we're just dealing with some stuff.
We're
dealing
with so we got a lot going on.
We really, really do.
We do. And the last week has been very busy, actually.
Yeah, I told
some good, some.
So I told Scott that before we got started, I said, you just lead the way because I don't even remember what we've done the past week.
I will lead the way.
Please do, because I'm like, yeah, you'll have to remind me. And I'm sure once you bring it up, we'll be like, oh, yeah.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, we did do
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, well, do you want to get started then?
Oh, we can.
Let's
yeah.
get started. Right. So, last week, Tuesday, we didn't do anything. We were busy because we knew that Wednesday we had the opening day to Epcot's International Flower and Garden Festival.
The Flower and Garden Festival. Yes, yes. And the weather was absolutely beautiful for opening day.
Yep, definitely. It a nice little breeze going out.
Little
too
breeze,
hot.
Sunny. It was around 80. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you couldn't have really asked for a better day.
No, you really couldn't. We didn't stay too long, but we were there a couple hours.
We were there a few hours, yeah.
We were there a few hours, saw some of the topiaries, saw Skinny Sully.
We did, yeah. So that was the chatter, if you will. Like they have a new Lotso topiary because they have the Toy Story characters up front. Mm-hmm. Now, mind you, just mind you, it's always... almost always the same topiaries every year, but sometimes they put certain ones in different spots.
Right.
So this year they moved the Toy Story stuff up front and put a lot. So anyway, so they put Mike and Sully outside of Creation Shop towards the back, facing Test Track, like back there.
Yes. Yes.
And everybody was super confused.
So he's on a GLP-1.
He is on a GLP-1. He's taking his health very, very seriously. And, you know, and we you know, I give him props for that. But
good for Sully.
But, you know, he did look very tall and thin. And you thought it was for Monsters University, which coincidentally was on the other day. But, however, I... even in Monsters University, he didn't look as thin as that topiary.
No, so it is for Monsters University because he is holding a pennant for Monsters University.
Oh, okay, all right.
And there is books all around them, like school books. What I think it is, and here's my philosophy of what it is and why he looks so skinny.
All right,
and it goes for Lotso as well, that they're gonna bloom, and when he blooms, he's gonna bloom in blue, and the blooms are gonna be bigger, so it's gonna make him look more full as he blooms. Way Lotso is going to bloom red to become Lotso Bear.
Well, Lotso is a purpley pink color.
Right, but he'll be that. In a couple weeks, he's going to bloom, and that's what he's going to look like.
But Lotso looked full already. He looked round already.
Maybe his flowers don't get as big.
You know what? I don't know. I just thought it looked very strange. And you know the internet, how things go.
Oh,
I mean, oh, sure we do.
Oh, yes, we do.
And it kind of, I'm not saying it took away from anything, but like people were just talking about Skinny Sully and like so many things got over, kind of overshadowed a lot.
The best part was, so one of our friends, I won't name his name, but he came up and told us, he goes, "What's wrong with Sully? Why is he so skinny?" So we hadn't seen it yet. So I went to the back to get the photos of Sully. And as I'm standing there, getting ready, waiting for people to move so I get a good picture, little kid walks up. "Why is Sully so skinny?" He like yelled it as loud as, and I just started busting out laughing because I said that the Sully topiary must be sponsored by like Mounjaro or
Ozempic,
or Ozempic or something.
And we're not judging said medication whatsoever.
No, not at all. But he looks very skinny.
He looks felt.
And what I said to you though, it kind of reminds me of how John Goodman got skinny.
Yes. So you did voice. Say that. Yeah. See, so like the voice of Sully went on this health kick, and as did Topiary Sully.
Yes.
But yeah, it was very strange. Very strange.
So there were 60 topiaries total, they said.
Okay.
In the guidebook, but some of those are like geese in Canada. So things like that where you might see multiples of the same.
You're not seeing a brand new, like big topiary type of thing.
So one of the big ones I noticed, so as you said, when you walk in, it's Toy Story up front and it's Bo Peep, it's her sheep, Woody,
Buzz,
lots of on the back side of it. But so Buzz has always been in front of Mission Space.
Always.
For years, but now it's Stitch.
Yes.
So, and the Stitch one, actually, it looks really good right where it is. So
it does. He's got flowers all around him, and he actually, dare I say, that spot looks better than it did when Buzz Lightyear was there.
I agree.
Oh, okay.
Totally agree. And then, so there is a Pixar thing going around the topiaries because they're celebrating the 40th anniversary?
The 40th anniversary of Pixar.
So you see those little signs.
40 already?
Yeah, I believe so. So they have Mater and Lightning McQueen.
They do.
Right outside the restaurant over there, Connections Cafe, towards the back.
Mm-hmm.
The Guardian side, you'll see Groot back there as well. In his normal place that he's been the last couple of years with the, I don't know if the music still plays. I stood there for a few minutes and it never started.
Didn't hear nothing.
No, but they did have a cast member there that was doing photo ops.
Okay.
Right there for that one. So it was good. But then walking around World Showcase, or actually before you get to World Showcase, before you go Phineas and Ferb.
Mm-hmm. In their usual spot.
Their usual. Figment was in the main area there.
He wasn't in the main flower pot that was there. He was just in front of it.
Right.
Going towards World Showcase.
Yes. And he's you would see him more when you're walking out. You kind of got to look for him as you're walking in because he's kind of behind you.
Yeah, it's kind of how they have the Mickey and Minnie where they take pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And it's geared toward having Spaceship Earth in the background. That's
right.
Why they do that like
right.
that. So you might, Mickey and Minnie are bigger, but Figment you might not notice as much because there really wasn't a lot of people paying attention because you were walking the other way.
Yeah, I just happened to look over that way and noticed him. Oh, there's Figment.
And he's got those big flowers there too.
He does. And then you see Mickey, Minnie, and Pluto and Chip and Dale are kind of in the center area looking towards Spaceship Earth on the way to World Showcase.
Yeah, that was a big photo spot because, again, you had all the, had some main characters and then you had Spaceship Earth in the background. So that line for Photo Pass was long.
It was long. And then as you get closer to World Showcase, you will see the Encanto. They're over there with the water, right between the two stores in World Showcase is an Encanto group.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the big Moana one, the grouping between the
stores. That's what's there. That's right. It's not Encanto. Where's Encanto? I didn't see Encanto this year. No.
I was looking at you like, huh?
That's right. I didn't see the Encanto ones anywhere.
So the big Moana display that was up front, right. Which was very nice, they put it in the middle section before you go into the countries. Mm-hmm. And they added more to it. There's looks like there's something over their heads.
Yeah, it looks better.
It looked better in that spot than it did when they had it up front. And they had the big Maui topiary, which I think is the impressive one.
That is the coolest one. I remember there was a documentary, I think it was on Disney Plus last year, that showed how they made those with like 3D printers and they put the greenery on that to grow. So, but yeah, that one was good. I must be thinking 2 years ago when Encanto was back there. So
maybe, I don't know.
I don't remember.
When you go every year, they start running together. And
Well, this year I don't remember seeing Remy anywhere.
I don't either.
And usually he's by his.
Unless he's ride. Down by the ride.
He wasn't in the book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he wasn't in the book. So that's Yeah, I didn't even think about that. In France, you had the normal ones. You had Cogsworth. You had Lumineer, Beauty and the Beast.
Was Cinderella out?
I did not see Cinderella.
Because I know they had a Cinderella and the Prince dancing at one point, and they also had a Rapunzel one at mm-hmm. one point.
She wasn't out either.
She hasn't been out for a couple of years.
I didn't see the Lady and the Tramp one. I think
it was back by Italy. Yeah.
Right. It was more into the pavilion rather than outside. But
yeah, it hasn't been outside the pavilion the past couple of years. It's like when you walk towards to get your pizza.
I did like what they did with the dwarfs though this year, where the dwarfs used to be all kind of lined up and you had to kind of get your angle right to get them all. Now they're all kind of facing you in one row, except for Dopey and Snow White. They're off or to the side. But the other six are all lined up.
Yeah, they tilted them a different way.
Yeah, I liked it better.
Did you?
Yeah, I thought it looked better.
But yeah, she's always over there, at least in the past years. But a lot of, Anna and Elsa were outside of the Norway Pavilion,
Norway Troll.
And the Norway Troll, they weren't in their spots where they used to be. Do you remember?
Yep, they used to be in the area.
It's more towards China.
Yeah, and they weren't there, or they weren't in the area. And it's weird because the troll sometimes was over in the area, close to where the Anna and Elsa meet and greet.
Where the meet and greet was. So the troll was there, but he wasn't even over there.
And they redid the one little quick service snack booth.
Oh, yeah.
Norway. They put a new building around it. So it kind of looks like a little, almost like a, I wanted to say it was like a small lodge, like a small.
Yeah. It's more of an actual structure than just like a cart or an open bar.
Exactly. And they sell school bread there.
They do sell school bread there.
You don't have to go in the bakery.
You don't have to go deal with the bakery stuff. Here we go, food again. Oh, they sell school bread.
And in China, they had the panda. Germany, I don't remember seeing anything in Germany specifically.
Snow White on the outside, but nothing in the inside.
Directly in the pavilion that I've
seen.
Trying to think what. Oh, you in Canada, you had. Who was it in Canada? I'm trying to think now. Was that where Bambi and them weren't there?
Outside there.
Yeah, they
were. Like outside across from the food stand.
Yeah, that's where they
were. You guys were really tired. Can you tell?
We're so tired.
This is like watching paint dry.
But I know Captain Hook, Peter Pan, and TikTok were all outside.
They're always over there. Winnie the Pooh and their characters are over by UK, by Rose and Crown, kind of in that area. And of course, they always have Belle and the Beast outside by the fountains for the pretty picture.
And Lumineer and Cogs are by the clock.
Yes. So basically, wherever you walk in the park, you're going to find a topiary somewhere.
There's some over by the land. There's
Tiana's an American Pavilion, like she has been. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so there's a lot to see. One thing that you were going to want to know if you're going to the festival is nowadays they don't open the food booths till 11:30.
Some days, yeah.
Some days, 11:30.
Yeah, I think he said Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe?
I'm not sure, because opening day, where we usually people are eating by like 11-ish, people were still standing in line at 11:20, which, I'm not sure why they do that, but if I were in charge, sidebar, I would not do that, because a lot of people go to festivals. Why? To eat, to try the different food. Yep. And the lines can really be long sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And get longer as they go.
Get longer. And so before they even open, because normally they would be open by now, they already had huge lines, and they didn't even have like the window open whatsoever.
Right. They had like I call them hurricane shades. Those rolled
hurricane shades. Yeah.
Where you couldn't even see that the employees were getting ready to open back there. So it was kind of odd.
It was very strange.
And I guess my thinking is, if you go there hungry and you're thinking, oh, they're going to open at 11, now it's 11:30. Well, you might get a snack. Now you might not be as trying out stuff around the world. I don't know.
It depends. All I'm saying is plan ahead, because the food booth may or may not be open.
And what do you think of the merchandise? Because I didn't really look at it. I know you went in. When I was going to get a picture of Mike and Sully, you went and did the merch.
I have thoughts. I like the Orange Bird merchandise. I like it so much better than a certain other merchandise that they use a certain character all
dragon?
The time. Yeah. Orange Bird all day, every day. Well, and it's vibrant. They use like the green colors. Mm-hmm. But so here's the thing. When I walked in, I thought some of the shirts looked the same as last year. Okay. And then I saw a lady walk by in last year's shirt.
Oh, okay.
It was like the teal with the Orange Bird on the side.
Yeah.
And as she walked by, this year's is a little more green.
Okay.
And a little bit different.
Oh.
And that's just some of the shirts. They had a whole annual pass holder section, like with shirts, hats. They had a really cute like sling bag for
that's
pass
right.
holders that had a Mickey keychain on mm-hmm. it. That was $40. Very cute. They did much more with pass holder merchandise. The rest of the merchandise, of course, they had the Orange Bird Spirit jersey, the mugs and the cups and all that. They did have an Alice in Wonderland collection.
Oh, didn't they do that last year?
They did. Okay. So the ears are prettier this year. But the other things, I thought some of it was the same as last year. They had this sleeveless like dress.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I remember that from last year. And last year's was butterflies. This year was like dragonflies or something.
Okay.
But it was like basically the same.
Yeah.
So a lot of the merchandise is similar. I don't wear rain jackets. But if I were to buy a rain jacket, they had like a teal one with Orange Bird on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is really cute. And we get a lot of rain here in Florida. But I don't wear rain jackets in Florida because I feel like the inside traps humidity.
It's so warm wearing
and I would be afraid I would be so hot in a mm-hmm. in a rain jacket here. But if I were to wear it elsewhere,
yeah,
it was really cute. But yeah, the merchandise was okay. Better than the art festival. The art festival just didn't do it for me.
Yeah, this year that didn't really.
Wah-wah.
The other thing I wanted to mention too, and it revolves around merchandise, is the hide and seek map, I guess you could call it, the Easter eggs, as
yeah.
well as the spike the bee
mm-hmm.
Throughout. So you want to, even if you're not playing the game, you're not, because you go and you buy
you
the
can
map.
Win these cute little things. It's
yeah.
like one of them is like a little planter mm-hmm. that has the flower on the top that kind of tick-tock. You
okay.
know what I mean? Those little back and forth thingies.
Yeah.
They had that. So yeah, you can find eggs around in the countries. You can find spike the bee in the countries. So there is stuff to do. I'm not a adventurous eater, as everybody knows.
You?
No.
You would try everything.
No. But I like this festival because of the scenery.
Okay.
I love all the flowers. Once everything really gets in bloom, it
yeah.
smells beautiful.
We're on the water
around.
There. It's by the one, you know where I'm talking about?
Yep.
The area before you get over the bridge to go to the world.
Mm-hmm.
It always looks really nice. And you always wait for that monorail picture to go by.
I know. And I didn't see the monorail go past it. I was not on my game with that one. But so they do have quite a bit. I prefer like going to check out the suites. Like, give me a good ice cream or a piece of cake.
I don't think we got anything, did we?
Well, the booths didn't open.
That's true.
And then by the time they did open, the lines were huge. And for opening day, like, it's hit or miss with opening day with the festivals. But this year, I feel that it was pretty full. It felt a little busier than usual.
I thought so, too. I thought it did seem a little bit busier.
A little more crowded.
For a Wednesday.
Yeah, but the weather was gorgeous, so I can see why people would be out and about coming to see the festival. So I do want to go back
mm-hmm.
like on like a Monday or Tuesday and really go walk around and get in the sights a little better
mm-hmm.
because it was so crowded. I mean, I had to even, God forbid, wait to take pictures of certain topiaries because it was that crowded
yeah.
and people were looking, and I don't want to be that person, like, get
right.
out of my way. So I'll wait for somebody to move. But yeah, it was very, very busy.
Yeah, but it was good. So thank you, Disney, for having us out for
mm-hmm.
that. Appreciate that. And
everything is gorgeous.
We will be going back. So
and they're going to start the concert series. So definitely check your My Disney Experience app because it can help you out.
Or the book.
Or the booklet. If you get the booklet, but I mean, if you want to plan ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
But the booklet at the front of the park will tell you what food is at each stand,
right.
And that's super important because you got to know where to get the food.
Mm-hmm. Have the concert started yet?
I don't know.
I'm checking really quick while you're...
Yeah, because there was an ABBA tribute or something
Oh, that's right, ABBA.
Yeah.
Not the real ABBA.
Yeah, there's not the real ABBA. yeah, because Simple Plan was there, I want to say, over the weekend. Yep. Yeah, so I'll have to look at the booklet and see which ones I want to see.
Simple Plan's there tonight as well.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, the music of ABBA opened up the festival. Then Simple Plan yesterday and tonight. Then Blue October rolls in for the next couple of days. Then Billy Ocean.
Okay.
And then the orchestra starring ELO and ELO Part 2 former members.
Okay. I didn't know there was a sequel.
Herman's Hermits, which you've always liked Peter Noon. 38 Special. Closes out the month for March. Okay. It looks like so.
So when do we get us some Flock of Seagulls?
When do you want to see? Let's see. So you got Chubby Checker at the beginning of April, then Sugar Ray.
Oh, he's always fun.
He is fun. Information Society.
I want to see that one.
That's April 10th through the 11th.
I will forget.
Then Rick Springfield.
He always becks in a crowd. I never go because it's so crowded.
Berlin.
Okay.
The Commodores. I don't know if any of them are original members, but the Commodores will be there. Firehouse, not the Sub Place, but a band.
They're passing out sandwiches in the crowd.
You know what? If they did, I'd go
there.
You
would be there.
Then you have Air Supply.
Uh-huh.
And they're making Love Out of Nothing at all.
Apparently.
Yeah. That's all for April. And then May opens with Flock of Seagulls, May 1st and 2nd.
I have to remember that. See, we are so bad for looking at the schedule.
Because we don't put it down anywhere. And then we're like, oh, we were supposed to go to Epcot.
Or the festival will be getting almost over with and we'll be like, yeah, what? When was that?
Yes.
It was 4 weeks before.
Yeah, well, and that's Flock of Seagulls is over a month away, a month and a half away, roughly.
Yeah, I hope I remember.
They got Plain White Tees, Katrina, formerly of Katrina and the Waves. So that, it's obviously not song, the Waves.
I hate that song.
98 Degrees.
Nicholas Ray.
The Spinners, which they were good. We saw them a few years ago with Chuck and Karen.
Yeah, we did.
I'm not even sure if I'm pronounced. Josiah Queen?
I don't know.
I Am Tangi.
I don't know that either.
No idea. AJ Croce, so it's Jim Croce's son. Plays his dad's music. Queensryche, Maverick City Music, closes out May. And then June is We the Kingdom, and then the festival's over.
Wow. Yeah. It'll be over before you know it, really.
It flies by every single year.
So don't be like me. Don't forget what you want to see. Put it on your calendars.
Yeah, put a reminder in your phone. And then that would be great if Disney would actually have that in the app. And I don't know if they do, and I could be just saying this.
Reminder?
Like you could go and hit oh, you want to go see Flock of Seagulls and hit it, and then your phone just gives you a push notification on that date.
For forgetful people like myself?
Yeah, but the problem is it would pop up the day of the show, and you'd be like, oh, I already have other plans.
I'm not around, sorry.
I'm not around. I can't make it to that. So we left the festival, and we had friends that were in town from the week before with Sean and Gina when we went to Universal with the parade
and
such. And they were going to Anna Maria Island for a couple days, and they invited us to come stay for a few days. And we had the media event, so we weren't there the whole time, but we did leave right after Epcot, and we headed right there to the island.
We headed to the coast.
Yes.
And I, for quite a few years now, because I was in different things to do in Florida groups and such like that, I had heard all these praises about Anna Maria Island because you could see dolphins there.
Right.
And they said that the water there was clear in spots like the Caribbean.
Right. It was, yeah.
I wanted to go find out for myself. So by the time we got there, it was later in the afternoon and the sun was already going down. So we did go by the shore, two different spots.
Beautiful area.
Yes. Oh my God. So nice.
The houses are amazing.
Oh my gosh. You ever... So I was talking to Gina, and there's certain areas that you just want to go knock on people's doors, not to solicit, not to, whatever, just curious, what in the world do you do for a living that you can afford to live here?
Right.
And everybody else on the ocean who also has 3-story homes.
Yeah.
That's maybe I'm just, I'm thinking too small, but... Oh, there's people that can't afford gas and groceries, a lot of people. And then there's these people that live on the ocean.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you do? How did you get all that money?
Doctors, lawyers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
My bosses.
people that are in, sports, entertainment, things like that. But anyway, gorgeous, gorgeous houses.
Yep.
And the next day, Our friend Sean rented a boat.
That was so much fun. Yeah, he rented a boat for us to go out for the day. And the weather was perfect.
It was sunny. Uh-huh. It was breezy. I was like a child. I was so excited because I had not been on a boat like that out in open water since I was 13.
Right. And Sean had grown up in that area, so he knew the water around.
He knows all of it.
He knows his way around the island, like what certain parts are coming up, and took us all around and actually took us into Tampa Bay because we were in the Gulf and then we went into Tampa Bay. And he was showing us all the cool things that are around there.
It was like having your own tour guide.
It really was.
So, and I was very fascinated because I don't get to go to the beach nearly as much as I want to. And I definitely haven't been on a boat in the ocean unless it's been a cruise ship.
Right.
So, it was very fun. And, I got a little bit of sunburnt. Gina and I both did, but worth it. It was such a good time. I mean, we went fast. We kind of puttered around. I told Scott that, they're like, okay, you always see marine life here. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I'm here. So they all went someplace else.
But we did get to see some marine life.
I was getting there.
Okay.
So forever, no fish. And Sean was like, this is odd because usually there's some dolphins over here or whatever. And I look at Gina, I'm like, I told you. So we were like, half the day had come by. I didn't even see a fish. not even a little fish.
Yeah, I didn't really see any fish.
Nothing.
Sean had seen a couple of jellyfish, he said, on his side.
I didn't see nothing. Yeah. So We're driving. We're going along in the boat, and then all of a sudden, all these splashes. It was a big school of stingray.
Huge.
There was a ton of them, and I think I squealed. I was like, "Oh, finally!" So there was. I got to see a whole bunch. I don't know what they're called. A school.
Yeah.
I know they're not a gaggle.
No, I would say a school of stingrays. And there was dozens and dozens of them. It wasn't like
it was the coolest
couple.
Thing.
Yeah, it was
and they were all like popping out and flapping their little wings.
Yeah, it was really cool to see them all.
And then finally, towards the end of the day, off in the distance, we see a fin, and then another fin, and then we get closer, and we see little jumpy jump here and there.
Three little fins.
We saw dolphins. I was ecstatic because we have lived here almost 12 years, if you can believe it, and never see things like that.
Not in the wild. We've seen we've seen them.
We've gone to SeaWorld.
we've seen stingrays at SeaWorld also, but we've never seen them in the wild.
No, and it was just something different about seeing them jumping in front of you. And just, I don't know, it was just kind of, I know it sounds really, really silly, but it was kind of special just to see that. I love dolphins.
Yeah, you do.
And to see them was like, it was the best day. I mean, it just was the best day. And I would love to do something like that again sometime. But being on the ocean and seeing the, oh my gosh, it was so fun.
It was fun. So yeah, we saw the animals, checked out a lot of the houses that were on the water there.
Yes.
On that side. I mean, seeing them on the island was fantastic, but then you see them on the water side.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely amazing, some of these homes.
Amazing.
And some of the boats.
Oh, my gosh, some of these boats. And so I am inquisitive, as most know, and I ask a lot of questions. Mm-hmm. And a lot of, some houses were being built.
Yeah.
And so we are not obviously native Floridians.
Obviously.
And there's no hurricanes in Detroit.
No.
So
it's the Carolina Hurricane playing the Red Wings. There's no hurricanes in Detroit.
So I didn't understand, I guess, or I just have questions. And I guess unless you live in a beach town, you maybe don't understand as much. But so, you know, you see piers that have blown away. You've seen restaurants that have gotten, like, you know, the crap blown out of the front of them.
Right.
But then you have these million-dollar homes and right on the beach. Mm-hmm. And so I, of course, started asking questions. Like, are the structure, are those windows double, triple, like, hurricane-proof? And some of them, like, they're built on stilts, so you park underneath them, and then you climb these staircases up, and some of them have spiral staircases.
I'm sure some have elevators, too.
Oh, my gosh. Huge. But then, of course, one of the things that we've always talked about if we ever decided to move closer to a beach, would be hurricanes. And so it was a little perplexing for me because we're afraid to live closer to the beach, but then you have these multi-million dollar homes right on the shore.
Well, that's what Sean talked about. So he grew up there. His grandparents, I believe, had a house on the island.
Yeah.
And he said when they started it, all those houses were single story, all fully cement structures, solid brick structure, solid cement structures. And he said that over the years, as storms have come in and destroyed those houses, even single story got destroyed, he said that's when they would build. And because of the coating on the island, historical landmarks of the island, they had to build up.
Yeah.
So they had to kind of keep that main floor intact as much as they could, and then they would build up. But from what I was understanding, so he said, so if you drive around and see houses being built around here, the bottom floor is solid concrete, but the top is usually just wood. And I noticed that a couple of the houses they were building out there were solid concrete all the way up. It was all the way up. And then I know that windows, I mean, any windows that are built now can withstand a Cat 4, even some can stand up to a Cat 5, depending on the manufacturer and the cost, I'm sure, the windows and the roofing and all that stuff. But I guess that's where insurance comes in. Hurricane shades come in.
Yes, but you know, like there's a lot of, okay, so the island there, I would guess. I don't know. I'm not a meteorologist. I don't know. But there's been times where, you know, especially let's go all the way back to Hurricane Irma, where all of Florida was told to evacuate.
Yeah.
Even our area, they said, get out. We didn't. We're fine, obviously. But some of those hurricanes, like Milton a year and a half ago, you know, they're telling people to evacuate.
Right.
And, like, do they all evacuate? I mean, some of these houses, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is the structure? Like, what would be the deciding factor? You know, are you going to stay with this house or are you going to leave? I just have so many questions. And I know it's a lot of things that you can't answer. But but seeing how other people live was kind of, like, fascinating. Because, you know, a lot of people go to the beaches for vacation, but you have so many people that actually live there.
Yeah.
And to see the different restaurants and, you know, the homes and people just live in the, you know, they, it's not all vacation. They got grocery stores, they got banks, they got all that stuff.
There was one pier that Sean showed us that there's a building in the water, but the pier to get to that building had been
all
destroyed
gone.
Twice. Mm-hmm. He said they got destroyed with one hurricane. They were building it and it got destroyed again by another hurricane, and now they're building it for the third. I mean, I'm sure.
Is that the one that had, like, steel beams out there?
I believe so, yeah. And then there was another one that was a restaurant that was near and dear to his family and his heart, and for other reasons, and that one had got destroyed. And they're rebuilding that one.
They're going to, they had a whole, that pier meant a lot to a lot of people in the town, and they're rebuilding it. And it's just, it's just interesting. It's a whole different life over there.
It is. It's a beach life that...
it's a beach life. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's different. But it was so nice. And the next day, we had to leave because we had another media event.
Yeah.
And do you remember when we got in the car, I was like, roll down the windows so I can get a little bit more of that ocean air before we drive away.
Yeah, before we drive away.
There's something about the air at the beach makes me sleepy. Mm-hmm. And they always...
You did sleep that night.
I did.
You did.
It's just, it's good for you. They always say that being out by open water like that is good for you and like mentally and all that. And it really was. I did not want to come back here.
No, if we didn't have a media event, we probably would have stayed another day.
Probably.
Not another 2 days. Mm-hmm. Because they were moving to another place to stay, which was even closer to the beach.
Even closer to the beach. But we had to go.
We had to get back. So we were invited. So this is Friday now. We were invited to a media event at Bar 17 Bistro at Universal's Aventura
Hotel.
We were invited out there to come. It sits on the top floor, 17th floor, obviously, of the Aventura Hotel. And it's an outdoor area, completely outdoor.
Which I was surprised. I don't know why I thought it was indoor, but it's not. It's all outdoor.
Mm-hmm.
They have beautiful views up there. You can, if you walk to the one side, you can see Universal's theme parks. Mm-hmm. And you walk to the other side, you see Volcano Bay.
Right. And then if you look in the distance, you really can see Disney. You can see all the stuff on iDrive.
Mm-hmm.
Just
I saw the
around.
Contemporary
saw
from
the
up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We saw Spaceship Earth. Once it got a little bit darker, we could see that. Great sunsets. The view was very nice up there. So they brought us up there to try, I think they said it's their spring or summer menu. I can't remember.
It was like a Korean themed, but they also had other things that were, like they had a burger and stuff like that. But so there was different food stations, with different dishes that are going to be on the menu for the summer. They had different drinks. They had like a mocktail, a cocktail, the sweet toast, like dessert with fruit on it. See, I go with desserts again.
You do go with desserts. So I pulled up the menu here really quick just so I could see what was on there so we could talk about it. I'm trying to find the dessert so I can find the exact name of it.
It
was Korean honey toast. It was honey butter glazed, vanilla mascarpone, and soy caramel.
With little fruit in it.
With little fruits on it. So you got to try that. They had, like you said, they had their burger, which is the 17 burger, which is their signature burger.
Mm-hmm.
They had hurricane fries, which I had never heard of. And at first, I wasn't sure if I liked them. And then the more I ate them, the more intrigued I got.
It grew on you.
Because they're soy ginger gastric, citrus aioli. I knew there was citrus in it somehow. Farika and green onion. And for some reason, I just really liked those fries. They were really good to me.
Yeah, he did. And I was like, because, you know, I don't eat anything. And he's like, you try these fries. They're sweet.
Uh-huh.
I was like, sweet fries?
Like a citrus sweet.
Yeah. And they weren't bad. I had a couple of those.
Yeah. So the menu was really good. They had a chicken bao bun and a pork bao. They had some kind of a sweet potato noodles, I think is what it was, over at the one station. You didn't try it, did you? I didn't think you did.
No.
You didn't. I think it was called japachi. It's glass noodles, carrot, cucumber, bean sprouts, cabbage, shiitake, mushrooms, green onions, sweet potato. I mean, it's just.
I probably could have. You could have. But I didn't.
Yeah. But it was all great. Just a really nice event.
It was. A lot of people, some in the Disney bubble. A lot of people forget about the hotels over at Universal Orlando, and they have some pretty great hotels over there. And a lot of times they run some pretty great specials as well.
And this one is directly across from Cabana Bay.
Right across the street, yes.
Which we've stayed at, and we actually loved it. And Cabana Bay, if you like the Rat Pack era.
It's like the old bowling, yeah, it looks like that, you know, like the sock hop type of stuff. And it's fun. It reminds me of, like, you know, some of the moderates at Disney are heavily themed,
right,
you know, with whatever. And it's got, like, that kind of feel almost to, like, some of the value resorts, but better.
Yeah, I liked it. We stayed there a couple years ago. I loved it there. I thought it was
fantastic. They have a big old food area, huge pool.
Yeah, huge pool. Yeah, I think a lot of people, because for so many years, people looked at Universal as the dark side.
And it's really not.
And it's really not. And I think I'm not saying Universal's ever going to trump Disney and become the number one tourist attraction in Central Florida.
But they sure are busy.
But they're number two, easily number two, and they get a lot of attention, and they deserve it, rightfully. Their rides are fantastic in the parks. I love Epic. I know we still got to get you over there. You haven't seen it yet. Islands.
The laid-back feel.
Yes.
It feels different. And I know I've said that on this show for years, but Universal just has a different vibe, a different feel, more laid back, I don't want to say fun because I don't mean it like that. It's a different kind of fun.
And as a pass holder, I really like the way Universal treats their pass holders.
Universal is wonderful to their pass holders. There's a lot of perks. They do a lot of extras. Yeah, they really take care of their pass holders over there, too. And, you know, and that's why whenever stuff comes out about Universal, we definitely share it because, you know, I think we're kind of also trying to break that stigma that Universal, you can't like both. Like, you can't do that.
You can like them both for completely different reasons.
Absolutely.
So we actually had two weekends in a row, essentially, at Universal. One weekend we're riding on the Mardi Gras float throwing beads.
Awesome.
And then the next week we're sitting on top of one of their hotels.
Yeah.
Having a nice dinner and looking out over the all the sites around the area.
So nice.
Very cool. So yeah, make sure that if you're coming to the area, check out Universal. You know,
check out their hotels.
Check out their prices. Because you know what? They're pretty darn good.
And they're only up I-4 from Disney. It's not far.
It's not that far. 10-minute ride on I-4. That's if you don't hit, if you hit traffic like 7.5 hours.
Don't go at like 4:30.
But any other time, you can get there pretty quickly. No. But thank you to Universal for having us out.
Yes. Lowe's Hotels.
Yes. Lowe's Hotels had us out. And we're hoping to be covering a lot more events with Lowe's Hotels, actually, because of some connections we've made.
Different connections. So yeah, thank you.
We'll see. So thank you so much for having us out there. So after all that, three really busy days we had, personal and work.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, we just kind of relaxed a little bit. Greg and Holly came over. We hadn't seen them in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Greg's birthday was the day before, so they came over. We barbecued.
Barbecued
some chicken on the grill.
You made your famous pasta salad.
My famous pasta salad. I made baked beans. We had just chips. I mean, it was kind of laid back, but it you know what? At first, I didn't really want a barbecue, but once we did...
You're glad you did.
I'm glad we did, because it
have
was
have some home
good.
Food instead yeah. of we just go, and we're always eating out.
And it gets and it's expensive to eat out, but it's also expensive to cook.
Oh gosh, it's bad both ways.
Yeah. So, but with Greg and Holly come over, we kind of split the cost. So they might bring the meat, we'll do the sides, vice versa.
Yeah.
And make it work. So yeah, it was a fun time, and just sat and talked till late in the evening, and I had a good evening.
I needed just a little bit of a break.
A little downtime. A
little bit.
And then, so yesterday, so Sean and Gina were coming to our house for a couple of days.
Yes.
They're waiting. They're
on a boat.
Tomorrow. Yeah, they're waiting on their boat because they had purchased one while they were here, and they were picking it up, so they had to wait for it to be ready. So they're picking that up tomorrow, Tuesday. But they're here tonight with us, they stayed all day yesterday. We had a great day yesterday.
Just a lot of jib-jab and talking. You know,
pizza. That was really good.
Yeah, pizza. You know, sometimes it's just like with Greg and Holly the other night, it's just nice to sit and have company.
Yeah, you don't necessarily have to go somewhere every time. You can just sit and talk and have fun and share stories and just
eat,
hang out and eat.
I've eaten so much junk the past couple of days. I gotta stop that. Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe. It depends.
Maybe not.
Yeah, but tomorrow we're kind of back to our lives and getting back to work hard. We got so much we've got to get done. And so
I literally feel run down. I feel like I just need a little bit of vegetation tomorrow. Like I just need a little bit of like time to breathe.
Yeah, and we have a lot of house and mouse work we got to get going on. We got a lot of other stuff. We're actually... we're working on some new stuff for the Main Street Mouse.
Yes.
That would involve the podcast.
Yes.
That you guys are going to like. So we're going to be working on that this week. Hopefully we can launch it in the next week or so. Get that going, which I think is going to be a huge bonus that nobody else is doing.
No.
So we're going to put ourselves into that realm. Lots of stuff going on with the House of Mouse Expo. So things are starting to roll, ramping up here for the summertime.
So much busy stuff. I get tired just thinking about it. I'm tired right now. I'm tired and hungry.
But you know what? When we're not busy...
Then we feel like it doesn't feel right.
It doesn't feel right, and we kind of freak out, like, why aren't we busy?
Why aren't we busy? Is there something going on? Should we be doing something?
Yeah, and then it gets busy, and it's like, whoa.
There we go.
Yeah.
It's so, up and down.
You know what I want to do, though? I want to go back to Universal to ride in the Mardi Gras float. Like,
again,
do the cast, or the pass holder.
Stand in a pass holder line?
Yeah.
I would like to do that.
On a Sunday, though. I don't want to go on a Saturday because it's too busy. I think we'll have a better chance on a Sunday. Maybe not right now with spring break going on.
See, and that's the thing. All the spring breakers start coming between now and Easter. And
you got to figure out when to go.
Yeah, it's going to be crowded around town for a little while.
The only thing good about the Universal one, though, is it's the pass holders that can ride in the float.
Yeah, so, I think they do take some regular standby after they take the pass holders. I want to say Greg said that.
Oh.
But I don't know for sure, so don't quote me on that.
Okay.
But anyway,
we'll
I would like to do that and find out, too.
Yeah, I just want to do it before it's all done for the year. So we need to get over there.
Yeah, it's a good time. If you haven't made it over to Mardi Gras at Universal, do it. It's an awesome time.
And check out their concerts, because they have some great
concerts
coming up, including Zedd.
They do.
So we'll have to get over there and check it out. So I'm going to run through the news for the last week. There wasn't a ton, but we'll cover it here really quickly. So the first thing we announced after last week's show was that Emily Swallow will be coming to the House Mouse Expo.
Yes.
So you'll be able to come and meet her July 31st through August 2nd at the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista, Disney Springs area of the Walt Disney World Resort.
And she's from the Star Wars franchise, Mandalorian.
Supernatural franchise as well. And she's got some pretty good acting credits. So check it out. Come meet her. Say hi. Get your picture taken. Get an autograph. Hang out. Universal Orlando wraps up their Mardi Gras concert series this month. This is the last month. And their headliners, the big headliners they have this month are Bebe Rexha and Zedd, along with quite a few other performers. Farmer, so mm-hmm. check that out. We put out that the Swan and Dolphin Food and Wine Classic is returning November 20th and 21st, and this is absolutely probably one of my favorite events of the year.
Such a good time. And you're going to check out that blog because you don't want to miss out on getting tickets ahead of time.
No.
Because I do believe they sell out, don't they?
I think they do. And this is one where when you look at that price point, think about it for a minute. It may seem high, but you're getting all you can eat food, all you can drink,
yeah,
alcohol.
Desserts. I mean, so desserts. Much stuff.
It's so much stuff, and it's like a four-hour window, three and a half, four hours.
Walk around and graze all you want.
They have entertainment. It's such a fun night. There's tables and chairs. You can sit with your friends and just relax and have a great evening out. So definitely check that out if you haven't in the past. It's definitely a fun night that we both love to do. Disney and Blackpink collection by Complex was announced.
I wasn't expecting that.
No, I wasn't expecting that at all. And Aiden, our youngest, is a huge fan of the group.
K-pop. It's a K-pop thing if you don't know. So,
Disney Visa card members get early access to free Disney and dining plan deals. So make sure you check out that blog so you can hear all the details about that. And if you're interested in taking advantage of that Visa deal for free dining, contact MEI Mouse Fan Travel. They will be able to help you take advantage of that. Universal Parks celebrate the Super Mario Galaxy movie with a Yoshi meet and greet coming to Epic Universe, as well as a lot of other things going on. So make sure you check that out if you or anybody in your family is a Super Mario fan. Super Mario's been around forever.
I think everybody knows a Mario fan.
Well, I go back all the way to Atari with Donkey Kong, because that's really when it kind of started.
Yeah.
And there is the Donkey Kong Land over there, which I loved.
I still haven't been. I'm bitter. Yeah.
Busch Gardens Tampa Bay revealed their new flavors, features, and music lineup for their food and wine festival that's coming, which they've got some pretty good acts coming there. So you want to check that out if you will be in the area. Six Flags Parks announced plans to sell 7 of their theme parks and doing something with their portfolio shift of their parks. They still own like 25 parks, but they were selling off 7 of them. Michigan Adventure is one of those ones that sold off from our home state.
Home state.
Orlando honors the Walt Disney World announcement site with a plaque that went up, which has a picture of Roy and Walt. And what transpired when they made the announcement they were moving there. And then the other blog we put out, I don't have the latest one. There's actually two, but the one I put out earlier was Disney Eats Discover the New Spring Menu at Tocomete at Epcot. So it's like a 2-hour dining meal.
More food.
Like 7 course meal.
Oh my God. Yeah. Really? 7?
Yeah, it was a 7 course meal, but it's all, I don't think it's anything big. I think it's all.
You know, I was like, you were going to say, I don't think it's anything you'll eat.
Oh, no, it's that too. I don't think it's anything you'll eat.
I wouldn't eat it.
No, you wouldn't.
It sounds like a good idea, but probably not for me.
Yeah. And the one thing I don't have here in our show notes, but I will add them before I put it in there, is that you just put it out that Scentsy has a new Cinderella warmer.
Yeah. So for the 50th, Scentsy and Disney put out a Cinderella castle warmer that reflected the changes to the castle. It was pink and gold. So now that the castle is going back to its original look, they just announced a plug-in warmer that goes back to the old look, and they have a new fragrance. And right now they're taking pre-orders for it. So I have a blog out there with a link, so go check it out.
Yeah, and please, if you're gonna pre-order this or purchase it, please use Michelle's link because that is...
Then I get credit.
And she gets credit for that, and we appreciate it if you guys do that. So I will hyperlink that blog into the show notes, so that way you can always click on that later and read more about it. So, okay, that's all the news for this week. Like I said, there wasn't a ton last week, even with us being away. Because sometimes we miss stories when we're away.
Yeah, there has not been a lot going on.
No, and it's kind of crazy because you would think with everything that's, with the spring break going on and stuff, that there'd be more, but there's just really not.
Not a ton. I mean, the Easter stuff I hear is starting, so we will go out and get coverage of that.
Yes.
But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what goes on for Easter. There's new Easter merchandise and stuff coming out, but.
And I was gonna say, didn't you say that the eggs were out?
Yeah, I think the eggs are starting to come out over at the Floridian.
Okay, well,
and,
we'll have to go over there and
see. There was a rumor that they weren't doing any of that this year, but apparently that's not the case.
Right, I remember that rumor. Actually.
Yeah,
it's a lie.
It's not true.
Whoever put that lie out, bad people.
Clickbait.
So brings us to our topics of the week, and as we've said. Much like Walt did when he was building Disneyland and doing an announcement update every week, we're doing an announcement update every week for House of Mouse Expo.
Oh, I forgot. I'm so tired. Okay, go ahead.
So this week's House on Mouse Expo, we do have another guest to announce.
It is.
And we still have quite a few guests.
Yeah, don't think we're stopping here, y'all.
Yeah, there's still more coming, but this one is kind of exciting for me as a Star Wars fan from Attack of the Clones, and my favorite character is Boba Fett. So we have Daniel Logan, who played Boba Fett in the Attack of the Clones movie, and he also did the Clone Wars as the voice of Boba. I know he's also done some other things as in the armor in, I think, Book of Boba. He was part of that cast doing that. He didn't have a speaking role, but he was in the filming and such like that. So I'm kind of excited that he's coming.
I know you are.
Yeah, so it should be a lot of fun to have him there. Get your tickets at houseandmouseexpo.com. You can still book your rooms. Get that in there. You can see all our other guests that are coming. Photo ops, you can purchase those now. As we add guests, we're putting the photo ops up there, so you can purchase that as well.
Don't forget about the contest.
And don't forget. Oh, that's right. We have a contest. Go ahead and talk about the contest.
So right now, for the week, if you purchase a 3-day ticket, you will be entered to upgrade to the VIP ticket. 3 people will be chosen. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, 3.
And so you'll be going from a regular 3-day to a VIP.
Yep. Which gets
and VIP
you,
gives you more access.
Gives you more access. You get a bag of swag. You get a preferential line for meeting the celebrity stuff. Better seating at the panels.
Yep.
So you get
quite the VIP treatment.
You get the VIP treatment, and all you gotta do is buy the regular 3-day ticket for the event. So make sure you go out and do that.
This
week only. I think we're gonna end that on Saturday, and like Michelle said, 3 people are gonna win that prize.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool prize.
It is a very cool prize. So you came up with this week's discussion: things to do outside of Central Florida area.
I did.
I'm going to let you go ahead and explain what all.
Okay, so as I said earlier, I felt like I was in another world being out on the Gulf side of the state. And for years, we've always just gone to like Daytona or Cocoa because it's closer. And we don't stay out there either. I mean, we just kind of go and we come back. It's like a day trip. And but we don't even do that often. But being on the other side of the state and seeing different things and, you know, vacationing over there kind of made me like feel kind of weird because we've, like I said earlier, we've lived here almost 12 years and we never venture away from our bubble. Like, when people say that you go to Florida and stay in the Disney bubble, well, we have like the Central Florida bubble. And not even that big of a Central Florida bubble, because like we like never go to downtown Orlando unless we have a reason. We never venture out that much. And it made me question like why. And if we feel that way, of course a vacationer might feel that way too. So I was trying to think, or maybe like more encourage people that there is a lot more Florida out there than just this little spot. I mean, we were just saying earlier about people going to Universal, and for some diehard Disney people, that feels like a stretch.
Right.
Because you the Disney bus doesn't go all, you know, up I-4 like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there is so much more to the state in the area. I mean, you don't have to drive all the way down to Miami or anything.
No.
But I guess I'm just saying, I implore you, when you come here, don't just stay at Disney. I know that sounds like crazy talk, right?
It's not.
It's really not.
It's really not. There is so much to do in the state of Florida. There's so many, even if your thing is not the beaches.
Yeah.
There is so many little areas to go to. Cape Canaveral. I mean, you can go.
Go
check that out.
Yeah.
There's
Kennedy Space Center.
Kennedy Space Center. There's the Ringling Brothers and Barnum Bailey Museum, which is something that a lot of people have said how great it is. There's tons of like food tours. If you love seafood, Florida's a place to definitely do the seafood tour because there's so much of that. There's like ghost tours and stuff in downtown Orlando, which we've never done.
Wild
Florida Park, which
where
is
you go see animals.
Yes, you can go see all kinds of animals there.
Doesn't it take you? Is that the one that takes you on the what do you call those boats with the big fan?
the airboats. I think they do have some airboats there, but there's also airboats from other places to do that. There's the manatee parks where you can go and see manatees in the water in the natural springs. There is kayaking areas.
There's a kayaking place off of 192.
Yeah, there is.
Kissimmee.
There is.
Go figure, right?
Yeah, I know. It's places you would never imagine something like that being. But they're there and they look fantastic. So I know a lot of people always associate Central Florida with the theme parks. And I get that because we have so many theme parks. But there is so much other stuff to do that and there is a lot of day trips. There really is.
Sure.
There's a lot of places you can go for the day. But even some of the small towns, even if you don't want to go to the beach, you can go to some of these small towns. There's a lot of great food options.
Like, think of like Mount Dora, for example. They have all the little, it's off the beaten path, but it is a little town like you would see up north almost. And they have not just one street of little shops, like multiple streets of little shops, little restaurants. It's very quaint.
No commercial businesses. It's all like mom and pop type restaurants and stores.
And they have their big festivals twice a year. And I love a good street fair.
I love the ice cream.
I know.
Really
my
God. Ice cream place over there that has Superman ice cream.
Oh, they have Superman ice cream. Yes, it's the little things. But different cities like that. I think the one I was most surprised about was the kayaking in Kissimmee. It's a canoeing, I guess.
And it's so crazy because you're just driving down 192. And
you look down, and I'm like, what?
There's a little kayak canoe place. Is what it is. And I know a lot of people are like, I'm not getting in the water.
I'm not getting in there in Kissimmee because there could be things.
There could be things.
But there's things everywhere.
There's things everywhere. And it's just knowing your surroundings. Don't goof around. Don't do anything that
can listen to what the people at the different wild parks tell you.
Because I've never heard a report of somebody getting hurt.
Knock on something, man.
Yeah, knock on something. You don't hear about that. If people do what they're told, chances are they're going to be
following directions is key.
Yes, it's vital.
But yeah, restaurants, little things. When you're going to come here, do a little bit of Googling.
Yeah.
See what else is here.
Yeah, I know there's a website I have. I'm not sure I saved it as a bookmark, but it goes through like all the different like day trips that you can do in Florida and how many things there is to do.
But see, then in this conversation, I feel like kicking my own butt because we don't do it.
No, we don't, because we get so busy with work that when we have a down day, we don't want to spend 2 hours driving somewhere.
No, we don't. And maybe you and I... I'm going to put it out here for everybody else to hear so that we can't totally like go back on it.
Careful what you say.
But maybe in the next year or so, we should make like, even if it's five, let's say five different things in the next year.
Okay.
Like we just said, there's other things to do. Let's go find those things and report on them.
I have a better idea.
Oh boy.
Why don't you listeners... Tell us about things you guys have found that you think we would enjoy. Because I think you guys kind of have an idea about us. You know kind of what we like. You know what foods we eat or don't eat.
I don't eat much. If you see a place around this area that you would like us to go check out, email us.
Yeah.
Because I think that would be more fun instead of us just sitting here like two bumps on a log like, okay, where are we going to go? Like, I would love to hear your input because... See, now I perked up. That sounds more fun.
And see, what we'll do is we'll film it.
Yes.
And then we're going to send this. Then we're going to get an RV.
And no, we're not getting an RV.
We're going to travel Florida. We're going to film it.
We're going to travel Orlando.
The Travel Channel is going to pick us up. We're going to become a show, and then you guys can all watch us on TV.
And say, I knew them when. But no, that's a great idea. So, yeah. I mean, just like you do with questions with us, you can email us, Scott at the Mainstream Mouse or Michelle at the Mainstream Mouse. Let us know if there's something, even if it's like a little place around here that you always wanted to check out but haven't yet, let us check it out for you.
Yeah, we'll do it. And
we'll take a drive. We'll see what's going on.
Yeah. So, yeah, like Michelle said, go ahead and send us an email of any places you've been or wanted to go that you think we would enjoy, and we will report back on it to you guys and let you guys know what we think.
Yeah, I think that's a fun idea.
Yeah, I think because that includes the audience, and then they get to hear stuff that maybe they want to hear about. So we could always say like, Joe from South Dakota
wherever
has to go here,
and then this way we can tell you if it's worth going to or not.
True. We'll go there and we can explain. Yeah, you know what, it was this, or if it was expensive, or if the food wasn't that great, or whatever.
Like if you like this, if you really, because sometimes You know, and it can be anywhere, you know, across the country. You think you're going to go check something out, a little tourist trap or whatever, and then you go see it and you're like, it was nothing like the brochure.
Right. Yeah, yeah, because they take the angles perfectly for those brochures. And
I've been disappointed a lot of times with that stuff. Now, mind you, I can't think of anything off the top of my head immediately, but I know sometimes I've been like, oh, that's not what I thought it would be.
Yeah, and let's find those places that off the beaten path.
Yeah.
Not everybody, because there's a lot of places that everybody knows about. Treasure Island. Everybody knows about Treasure Island.
I don't know if I want you guys to send us to the canoe place in Kissimmee.
We're going to the canoe place in Kissimmee because you've said it like four times. Like,
no, because I still can't believe it's there.
But you've said it into the universe.
Because it blows me away that there's an actual place. I mean, like, it's like down by like the Target and the Sam's Club.
Maybe it's like the Jungle Cruise.
And where does it go?
I think it's just there's a little river there, freshwater river or freshwater like creek or whatever.
It's a creek, yeah. And there's things, and we're gonna get like bit by mosquitoes and such.
I
don't know. I like seeing things in the wild, but I also want to feel safe. And I love animals, so I'd probably be like, here, gator.
I don't think necessarily it's unsafe. I mean, I don't know.
Don't jump in the water.
But the one, I think it's this one. Is this it? The paddling center? Yeah, this is it.
The paddling center.
Yep, the paddling center. Although it says it's temporarily closed.
Oh, darn it. We can't
go. I don't know if it's for the night. Oh, no, their website's even down. So maybe they're not there anymore.
Oh, see, you know what? We didn't send everybody there.
Nobody went there, so now it's closed. But there's another one here. There's another one, the paddling center at Shingles Creek. So that, I don't know if that's the same one or if it's just the same name that it moves.
But it's,
so it says for this one, just to give you an idea, the paddling center at Shingle Creek, located at the headwaters of the Everglades, this spot offers a 3-mile round trip through a natural cypress preserve. They provide canoes, kayaks, and SUPs, and the staff can teach beginners. There's also Lake Kissimmee State Park has 2-hour or full-day kayak and canoe rentals, exploring the canal, Tiger Cove, and Lake Kissimmee. I don't know if I want to explore Tiger Cove.
My arms hurt already. I have weak arms. I need something with a little motor.
But they're all kinds. So, yeah, guys, you guys do the research. You tell us where you want us to go, and we will make a day of it, and we will film it. And
we'll go check it out so you don't have to.
Right. And we'll let you guys know what it was like when we get back. So, yeah, that'll be fun, I think. That's a good way to do it. So, but yeah, the part of this segment, though, mostly was just to say, get out of the comfort zone. And I get a lot of people come here and they only have 5 or 6 days vacation.
They don't want to spend a day away from the theme parks because they love them so much. But, you know you're going to go back to the theme parks again. It doesn't hurt to take a little drive somewhere else. And I just from my own experience, I wanted to go to Anna Maria Island forever. And now I'm kicking myself because I wish I would have went sooner. So so if there's a place that you want to go around here, don't feel like you are glued to a theme park and you just can't do it. Because I know when we used to vacation here, I'd be like, oh, I don't want to take a day away from the parks. Not that I needed to go to Magic Kingdom 3 times.
Right.
It was more, I don't know, I was just that way of thinking. And maybe that way of thinking wasn't right or I should have been more adventurous.
But you know, if you think about it, when we go to Disneyland, we always have a day to do whatever we want to.
We do. We go to L.A.
LA. We always do the Walk of Fame.
Walk of Fame.
Always. I always like to go to the Funko store if we can.
We go to In-N-Out Burger.
Go to In-N-Out Burger. Last time we actually went to the cemetery.
Forest Lawn Cemetery.
Yeah, which was kind of, it was something that everybody we talked about, but we got to do that.
And we only scratched the surface on that. There's a lot more tours and such.
We drove past the Walt Disney Studios.
We did.
Marvel Studios and all
we
that.
Did.
We saw that all from the outside. We didn't obviously go in. But
you know, that to me is interesting.
Mulholland Drive, we drove.
That was scary.
I know, you were scared of that.
I was like, praying the whole time. Yeah, Hollywood Hills are very scary to drive in.
We've been to Rodeo Drive.
We did go to Rodeo Drive, which does not look anything like it does on the TV.
No, we've been to Brentwood area. We drove through there.
We went to Santa Monica Pier.
Santa Monica Pier, we've done that.
So
we've actually done more in California, I think, than we have in Florida.
We actually have, which is pretty sad. And I think that's why I was so irritated with myself. It was like, girl, you know, you could venture somewhere else and you just don't.
But we were on that vacation mode out in California, so I think that's why we
maybe
were
pushing ourselves. Because here is work for us.
Yeah, here is work. And I know out there, like, we buy our tickets for the parks out there, but it's Disneyland and California Adventure, and you don't have to have a week to do those two parks.
You really don't. I mean, unless you want to keep going. Yeah, but, keep going.
I've heard that some of the other tours are fantastic also. So, but that's it for the discussion this week. So we're going to go ahead and close up the show here. So we don't have a question this week. So if you guys have a question for us, please send it in. Same email address as Michelle said earlier, scott@themainstreetmouse.com or michelle@themainstreetmouse.com. If you have a question for me, send it to Michelle. If you have a question for me to ask Michelle, send it to me. I'm just going to also mention Michelle's Daydream Leaving podcast comes out every Thursday. But you can listen to it any day of the week.
I'll be back this week.
She'll be back this week. Last week, she did take it off because we weren't in the air. We were actually in a boat. But she'll be back next week, I'm sure, with lots of fun stuff to talk to you guys about.
You know it.
Tell you what's going on. I'm going to run down our sponsors quickly here. Our official travel partner of the Main Street Mouse is MEI Mouse Fan Travel. Make your money and time go further with all-inclusive, always complimentary white glove services from award-winning MEI Mouse Fan Travel. Wherever you travel, you deserve unparalleled support, honesty, and attention to detail from the best free travel agents in the business. Just go to any of the banners of their on our website, click on the banner, you'll be taken to their website, fill out a small form, and one of their travel advisors will get back with you and help you plan the perfect trip. Our official transportation partner of the Main Street Mouse is the Genie Transportation Services. Their trusted Orlando car service offers safe private transportation from Orlando International Airport straight to Walt Disney World, Universal Orlando Resort, and Port Canaveral. From spacious vehicles to friendly professional drivers, they make every ride stress-free, comfortable, and a little more magical so you and your family can focus on the fun ahead. Visit thegenieorlando.com. And last but certainly never least, our official scooter stroller partner, Kingdom Strollers. They will help you with their rental. They will deliver it to wherever you're staying at. They will pick it up at the end of rental, no matter what time of day, what day. If you need something, you can reach out to them, and they will help you out any way they possibly can. They are the best in the business, and you will not be sorry using them. Visit them at kingdomstrollers.com. Any one of our sponsors, please visit them and let them know you heard about them on the Main Street Mouse. Make sure they know that's where you're coming from, and that way they, by you supporting them, you're supporting the Main Street Mouse, which we greatly appreciate. I also just want to mention one more time about the House of Mouse Expo coming July 31st through August 2nd and our the VIP upgrade giveaway that we're doing right now. By buying any 3-day pass, you'll be entered in a drawing to win an upgrade to VIP, which will get you the bag of swag, get you priority meet and greets for the celebrities, and also get you priority seating at all the panels. So make sure you check out houseofmouseexpo.com. Get your tickets today. There's still hotel rooms available, and we still have lots more celebrities to announce. So, guys, stay tuned to all that. I'm done talking. I'm going to let Michelle close out the show. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'll talk to you guys next week.
All right. So on that note, House of Mouse, please check it out. Scott's working very hard to put together a wonderful show. Lost Princess Apparel for your park outfit needs. TMSM Emporium for some pretty cool stuff for the house. All of these things help us out. You have no idea how hard it is these days to be a small business owner. So all of these things that you do help keep us running, and we really appreciate it. So on that note, I hope you have a wonderful, fantastic, magical week ahead. And we'll see you real soon.
Our trip around the Magic Kingdom is almost complete. I can't thank you enough for spending part of your day with me. And I hope you've enjoyed your journey as much as I've appreciated being a part of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please gather your belongings, watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
On behalf of our entire flight crew, thanks for soaring with us.
Now I will raise the safety bar. And a ghost will follow you home.
Some imagination, huh?